It's time for another Bent News update on the Dark Duck Media Network. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.
Well, Marcus, you may not need to fly to see Guns N' Roses as they announced this week that they'll be playing just about everywhere in the world in the next year. Starting June 5th in Israel, they'll go on to Spain and Belgium and Denmark. And then they're off to the UK for shows in Glasgow and headlining at Hyde Park in June. From July 3rd, they're running across Europe before they hit leg one of North America, starting of all places, August 5th in Nebraska.
After a few dates in Canada, they're rumored to be playing in Glastonbury. On August 11th, they'll begin the Northeast trek of their United States tour, and then in the fall, rolling through and wrapping up in Vancouver, October 16th. 4 long months of Guns N' Roses doing the rock and roll world tour thing.
Their appetite for rock and roll road destruction renewed. Guns N' Roses expanding their reach into NASCAR, Marcus. This happened with the Daytona 500 this week, the debut of the Guns N' Roses car.
Eric Jones, Chase Elliott, Daniel Suarez are all collateral damage.
Suarez hit the outside pretty hard.
And in lap 82, unfortunately, the number 43 car, driven by Eric Jones, got into one of the worst, most horrific crashes of the weekend. Everybody was okay, but the appetite was satiated.
Destruction on the road and on the road.
Speaking of things that roll, the Stones in the studio, and there's always rumors swirling about. I ignored this one the first three times I heard it, and then I found out that it's true. Paul McCartney has been cutting parts for possible inclusion on the next Rolling Stones album, being produced by Andrew Watt, who seems to produce everything these days. Now, the second half of the rumor, Marcus, is that Ringo may also appear on the album. And we have found that he is, according to Variety, slated to make a session, play with the Stones.
Hey, some people are good at putting together rock and roll equations. And the people who put together those memes of, hey, this band needs these guys, that's pretty smart.
One of the top news stories of the week is an auction that's being held. We just did an episode recently on Fleetwood Mac. The founder, Peter Green's stuff, his guitars and his music and his books and all that kind of stuff are being put up for auction.
This is crazy. Like 150 instruments, his amps, his pedals.
Right. Bonhams is handling the auction, which will run from June 16th to the 28th. If you're a fan or a collector, you got to check it out. You know, everyone in David Crosby's life kind of put things on hold, but Graham Nash just announcing now a new album coming out May 19th. It's called Graham Nash Now.
Graham Nash will also be launching a U.S. tour called 60 Years of Songs and Stories in April that celebrate the 60th anniversary of the singer-songwriter's first single with the Hollies.
Sometimes people forget that Graham was in the Hollies. One of our favorites has added even more tour dates to their 2023 plans. Talk about Depeche Mode adding 29 shows.
The new run of North American shows will kick off at Foro Sol in Mexico City on September 21st, and they will wrap up in Los Angeles 10 days before Christmas. The dates are in addition to the previous U.S. dates that were announced recently. This is going to be a fun tour to see. I know that we are going to try to get to it in our hometown as well.
See it if you can. I don't think we're going to get many more chances, Marcus.
I know.
There's been this movie out there, the latest working title of which is called Becoming Led Zeppelin. And apparently, it's gone through a re-editing and now a renaming, being shortened just to Led Zeppelin by the producers. And it really leaves it up in the air, but it caused a fuss this week because people think they're finally getting around to a form that they can release. I guess we'll see.
I hope it is released. I would love to see a detailed documentary of Led Zeppelin.
You're never getting footage of the Mud Shark incident, Marcus.
What Mud Shark incident?
Eventually it'll become something. So Becoming Led Zeppelin, shortened to Led Zeppelin, and let's see when they get to the screen. The rise in vinyl isn't news to anyone, but the release of the Sammy era of Van Halen on vinyl, maybe. Especially if you're a Van Halen completist.
Van Halen will be revisiting their Sammy years by first releasing the first ever vinyl edition of Live Right Here Right Now on Record Store Day on April 22nd, as well as 1986's 5150, 1988's OU812, 1991's For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, and 1995's Balance.
VH on vinyl. It'll sound great, Marcus, but you know, I like our old crusty vinyl from the first couple records. Sir Dr. Brian May, certainly right up there with Neil deGrasse Tyson amongst the smartest people in the world, has checked in regarding the roots of thrash. While talking to Total Guitar Magazine, he talked about how people have been talking to him about the nature of the song Stone Cold Crazy, with the lyrics being frenetic and the music matching it, and how a lot of people have told him that they see this as kind of the birth or a kernel of the birth of thrash metal. For his part, May says, "I don't know about that, but it was unusual at the time to play at that pace." So I did a little looking around, Marcus, and about a year after the release of that song was the formation of Motorhead, often seen as the base of thrash metal. And shortly after that, they got signed and put out their first album. Just saying. You know what I didn't know, Marcus, is that David Crosby did an advice column for Rolling Stone magazine. And funny that it should be his final column, and leave it to Cros to make that the place where he leaves his parting words to the universe. He said, "We are trying to evolve as human beings to the point where we don't have ego and anger and greed and lust running our affair. I don't know if we're going to make it. I believe that we will, but that's mainly because I believe that we will to keep going. Whether that helps you or not, I don't know. My suggestion is don't lose your idealism. Just be patient and keep trying. If we quit trying, it all goes in the shitter." What a perfect way for David Crosby to say, mic drop.
Couldn't have gotten better parting advice from David Crosby.
It's like when Bowie released Black Star, his parting message days after he passed, right?
Yep, totally.
See ya! Sadly, we had to say see ya this week to a funny man who epitomized the rock and roll attitude, the great Richard Belzer. He was living in France, so there was a rumor for most of a day, and then word came around that he had passed at age 78, most famous as John Munch on many different TV shows. Do you know how many different TV shows he played that character on?
A whole lot of different TV shows.
Tens!
Holy cow. I remember Richard Belzer for his role as one of the pimps in Night Shift.
Can't just see we're talking here.
We know all of Franklin's girls, right? What we do is we check them out for a while, we find out who's running their action, then we bury him and put in our own man, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
When Comedy Central first was on cable, they did those stand-up skits all the time. Richard Belzer was featured regularly, and he was so damn funny.
Spilling a little out for the Bells tonight. Come Monday, we've got a new episode of the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll, celebrating 50 years since the beginning of the great TV show The Midnight Special.
What a great TV show, and boy, did it turn kids on to a whole lot of new music. And what a gamble they took, and boy, did it pay off.
We'll talk about the music, the artist, the host, the creator of the Midnight Special, Bert Sugarman, and of course, the host with the most, Wolfman Jack. All about the Midnight Special at 50, out Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. And that wraps it up for this edition of Event News Update from the Dark Doc Media Studios. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get burned.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.